Yo, we are back, man, with Ortiz on the air with another episode. We're going to be touching on things that has been happening around the league, around the sports world of the NFL, and also college. We're going to touch on a few things here. The first thing that we're actually going to jump into, and first things first, Happy New Year 2024 is going to be rocking and super excited for what the year has to bring. So we're going to actually touch on the Bengals' last game in Cincinnati against the Browns. They won their last home game. They won their first divisional game this year. But what an outstanding season, even though it didn't pan out the way we wanted it to. Didn't make the playoffs, but we still had a winning record, 9-8, for the third season in a row, over 500. So super excited about that. Super excited to see, what all the coaches and the owner, see exactly what they bring to the table for 2024. I know that we're gonna have a bunch of great group of guys, and I know Joe Burrow is gonna be back in action 110%. Super excited to see him back. Super excited to see, Ja'Marr Chase, Chase Brown. Hopefully we get Mixon back. Hopefully T. Higgins gets franchise tagged. Hopefully he's in it. Obviously for the long run, and gets that deal going. Maybe in 2025, who knows? But if you want to make it to the Super Bowl, sometimes you might have to take, obviously some sacrifices. But it's all worth it in the end. I understand that he wants his money. He deserves it in some aspects, but obviously you have to work on not getting injured all the time. Obviously, it's part of football. Injuries happen, but when it's injuries that you can control and things that you can do with your body to build it up stronger, that's what he's gonna have to do during the off season. So just super excited to see what happens there, and to see what he does in the off season, and just to see what the draft brings and free agency. It's just super exciting, man, because you're getting new guys, you're getting new players on the team to add to the depth that we already have. So super excited about that. Go Bengals, hooray. The next thing we're going to talk about is Michigan winning the national championship. They fought through a whole bunch of a whole bunch of adversity. They fought through, things that, some people will fold on. And so just super excited for those guys. I am a Michigan State fan, so it is always go green, go white. But just super excited for those guys. Michigan State's we're coming, man. We got a new head coach. We got new players coming in. We got, some recruits coming in as well. So it's looking pretty good. I don't expect us to obviously make a playoff game, but I expect us to make a bowl game in 2024 season. So super excited to see what Michigan State does, but just super excited for Michigan. Obviously they beat Washington. Shout out to Penix. Shout out to him, and shout out to what he's done for the past 2 years there at Washington. Super excited to see what he does there in the NFL. I know he's gonna be great. I got him, coming out as number one in his class, draft class, doing amazing things for whatever team picks him. So super excited to see what he does. But overall, I think Michigan played really great on all phases of the ball: special teams, defense, and offense. I felt like they stayed in it. When Washington could have took the game away, but they stayed in it. They stayed focused. They made a couple of errors, but I mean, who doesn't? But they stayed locked in, and they accomplished their goal. So super excited for them. I know a couple of players entered the NFL draft of 2024. So kind of curious on, what happens with Jim Harbaugh. Hopefully he goes to the Chargers. But really excited to see what he does. And obviously this team, I know a couple of players stayed back for one more year. So super excited to see what that happens. I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting to see a repeat. It's exciting to see a rebuild. It's exciting to see former players come back, to see what they're, to see what they do. That is exciting. So that's why I keep saying I'm super excited. Really, it was kind of like a shocking news when we heard that Nick Saban was retiring. He's no longer a head coach for Alabama. You got Kalen DeBoer as a new head coach of Alabama. He's been a winning coach as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does with Alabama. But Nick Saban obviously goes down as the greatest head coach, college coach of all time. Really changed the game for coaches, for players, and really left an impact, you know. Same thing that goes with, Bill Belichick. Sorry about that. Getting over a little cold. So don't mind me, but same thing with Bill Belichick as well. Him leaving the Patriots, and he didn't announce that he was retiring. So kind of another interesting story to see where he lands as well. In the NFL, you got the Chargers, the Raiders, and then you got, a couple other teams that are looking for head coaches as well. Marvin Harrison declaring for the NFL draft. That dude's gonna be a beast. He's gonna be a stud. He's gonna be a problem. Obviously for the secondary, the dude's a triple threat. He's, his dad was a phenomenal wide receiver as well, and his dad played for the Indianapolis Colts back in the day. So super excited, for him, and to see what he does in the NFL. I mean, he deserves it. And then last, but not least, we're gonna talk about the Lions. The Lions won their division and then also won their first playoff game in 32 years. Cincinnati Bengals was 31 years. So super excited for them. I mean, they really earned my respect this season, and just being consistent. Obviously, they had a couple losses that were kind of like a head scratcher, if you want to call it. And but they stayed composed, they stayed humble, they stayed focused, and that's what happens when you work hard and you don't give up, and you believe and you have faith in yourself, and also you believe in your teammates, and you believe in the coaches, and the coaches believe in you, and that's what happens when you have somewhat of good leadership. And so excited for obviously Dan Campbell and what he's done with the Lions, and because I'm from Michigan and obviously Detroit, go Lions, and obviously they are playing in the second round of the playoffs. It's the divisional round, and they play the Buccaneers. So super excited to watch that game to see what they do. Hopefully come out with the W. And then also, the Browns lost, and then also the Steelers lost too. So thank you to the Bills, and also thank you to the Texans. Really appreciate you guys. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, I mean, the Bills played a great game. Obviously, they had some errors there in the third, and somewhat in the fourth quarter, where the Steelers could have went up and scored. But obviously, the starting quarterback is out, and Mason Rudolph, in my opinion, is not that great down the stretch, especially when things need to be made. Now, he didn't play a bad game. I was really surprised on the way that he played and kept his composure. But obviously I was taking Josh Allen and the Bills to win that game, so shout out to them. Obviously shout out to Texans, CJ Stroud, a rookie doing his thing, being consistent, obviously being humble, and shout out to him for always giving God his praise, and giving his glory. So shout out to you, CJ Stroud, for that. Respect you a lot, just in just what you've done this season, and excited to see what goes on from here. So so super excited for that, man. And overall, I mean, there's just been exciting and shocking news around the league. You got Nick Saban, you got Bill Belichick, one of the two best coaches, one in the NFL and also one in college. And I grew up watching them both. So it's kind of weird seeing them, obviously one retire and then two leave a team that, he's been with for, I don't know, I think what, 24 years or something like that. And so it's just exciting. Obviously December, January, and also February is just three of the best months of football, because one, everything's all on the floor at that point, right? People are trying to win. Teams are trying to make the playoffs, and teams are trying to make the Super Bowl. But the two teams that were a bust at the end of the season, and I say this every time, it's not about how you start, but it's about how you finish. And the Cowboys literally tanked towards the end of the season, and then the Eagles literally tanked at the end of the season, lost in the wild card round of the playoffs against the Buccaneers. It was 9-32. Obviously, Jalen Hurts was hurt. I know they had a couple of injuries, but there were some things obviously going on in the locker room that just wasn't clicking, or teams found out how to stop them and they weren't making the right adjustments. So I think that they just need to get back on the drawing board and just learn how to adjust, learn how to create new schemes throughout the season. Learn how to be different. Obviously, you can't do the exact same thing you've done for five games and think that's going to get you obviously to the Super Bowl for the next few weeks with doing the exact same thing over and over again. So, and also the Cowboys. Obviously, there's a lot of speculation of like coaching and the quarterback and things like that. I feel like they have the talent. I feel like they have the players. I just think, you need to put Trey Lance in, give him a shot. I think he has what it takes to take them to where they need to go. But I'm just gonna say this: as long as Joe Burrow's in the league, it's gonna be tough. But I think Trey Lance has it. I think he's a sponge. I think he's coachable. I think he wants to get better. So give him a shot. Give him his shot. And just like you teams. The 49ers gave Brock Purdy his shot. Give Trey Lance his shot, man. Give him his shot. I think he can be a franchise quarterback in this league, just like anyone else. Look at Jake Browning. So just super excited to see, obviously what happens this weekend in the divisional round of the playoffs. It's gonna be electric. The Ravens, the Texans, the Bills, and Kansas City. Kansas City is coming to the Bills' house, baby, and first time in Patrick Mahomes' career not playing a home game, and traveling to another team's home in the playoffs, first time in his career. So I'm rooting for you, Josh Allen, to beat Patrick Mahomes in the Kansas City Chiefs, and then you got the Lions and the Buccaneers. And then you got the Packers actually and the 49ers. Shout out to Jordan Love, you're doing your thing, man. Super excited for you. You deserve it. Just keep up the hard work and continue to be consistent. That's all you need to do. So super excited again. I mean, I can't say that word enough because I am super excited. I mean, I think about this all the time. Football is something that I love. It's football is something that I played, and I love the game. I mean, I've loved it since the first time my dad turned on that TV and we were watching some football. And it's just a great team sport, physical sport. So I'll catch you on the next episode. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you put your input in the comments. If you have something to say, if you feel like my opinions are wrong, or if you feel like you have an opinion about something, listen, put it in the comments. Make sure you subscribe because the next episode is coming soon. Let's go.